Good morning, everybody, and welcome to a beautiful Sunday morning, and happy Mother's Day. We wish you a special blessing to all the mothers that are there and that are joining with us today. And we hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful day on your special day. Today, I want to jump back into the Old Testament and look at someone that we really don't hear a lot about. We're going to look at a mother who went from beauty to bitterness to blessing. So go with me to the book of Ruth. Most of us have heard quite a lot about Ruth, and she made a very, very popular statement that often we hear at weddings. But today, we're going to look at someone else in the book of Ruth. And this woman's name, this mother's name, is Naomi. Father, help us to take a look at Naomi and learn some things from her life. There's something remarkable that we can see and we can learn from. Father, I pray this will be an encouragement to the mothers that are there that perhaps have gone through bitterness or perhaps are going through bitterness now. Help them to understand that through you there is a way through it. Now guide us, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Go with me to the first verse of chapter 1 of the book of Ruth. In the days when the judges ruled in Israel, a severe famine came upon the land. So a man from Bethlehem in Judah left his home and went to live in the country of Moab, taking his wife and his two sons with him. Now, all of us knows what it's like to go through severe droughts and bushfires, and most of us were here in 2018 and 19. And we know the struggles that the farmers had getting their products to the market. But thank the good Lord, we didn't experience a widespread famine. However, a drought did hit Bethlehem, and it caused a huge famine. And at least one man and his family chose to pull up stakes and move to a different place. My guess in their days, the consequences of drought and famine would cost many, many, many lives. So they moved to Moab for greater opportunity because it was known that there was plenty of rain there. But just a little about Moab. The people of Moab were excluded from the house of God simply because they chose to worship idols. And we all know what God said about that. The Bible says, God said, have no other gods before me and don't worship any graven images. And Moabites did that. And because of that, they weren't welcome in Judah. Verse 2. The man's name was Elimelech, and his wife was Naomi. Their two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, and they were Epaphrodites from Bethlehem in the land of Judah. And when they reached Moab, they settled there. So the family looked around, and they found a good place to settle and to set up housekeeping. So Elimelech, Naomi, and their two boys. I guess everything was beautiful and going well for the family. And the crops were beginning to grow because there was plenty of rain and good weather there. Naomi, the mother of this clan, would have been pleased with what she was seeing. Everything was working out for them. I'm sure it was beautiful to see. Incidentally, Naomi's name means pleasant or beauty. Elimelech and Naomi settle in and everything's going beautifully. But then suddenly Elimelech dies and the wheels begin falling off of their lives. You see, in that age it was a male-dominated society, and if there's no men around, the women really didn't stand a chance. I'm sure the family started spinning. But it appears that the two boys picked up the pieces and started carrying it for Dad. And in fact, the two boys married local girls and they started building their own family. So life, again, was improving. But then tragedy strikes again and again for Naomi as both of her sons die. And this is not good. You've got three widowed women in a world that's dominated and run by men. This is not good. Naomi's beautiful home is now devastated, and she is a broken mother. Later, someone called Naomi by her name, and she said, "Don't call me Naomi, but call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me." Naomi has gone from beauty to bitterness. And I'm sure there's a lot of moms who have gone through terrible tragedies, and it just destroys them. And I'm sure that is a very hard place to be in. But as the story goes, Naomi hears that God has once again blessed Judah with good rain, and the crops are starting to grow, so she decides to cut her losses and return to the place of her birth. She packs up her stuff and her two daughters-in-law, and they head for home. And interestingly, the girls from Moab follow her, and it seems they follow without question. Why would they do that? Then Naomi realizes that because they were widowed wives, that there really wasn't much opportunity for them back in Judah. And she makes a comment to her daughters-in-law, verses 8 and 9. "But on the way, Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, 'Go back to your mother's homes, and may the Lord reward you for your kindness to your husbands and to me. May the Lord bless you with the security of another marriage.' Then she kissed them goodbye, and they all broke down weeping." I'm sure it was an emotional scene. But there's something else about women from Moab in Judah that you maybe haven't thought about. You remember that God judged and condemned people who lived in Moab because they worshipped idols. So two ladies from Moab may even be considered enemies back in Judah. So why would they want to go? It really wouldn't be a good place for them to be. One of the daughter-in-laws decided she would accept the invitation, and she returned to her homeland and to her family, and off she goes. But the other one, Ruth by name, chose to stay with her mother-in-law. Why would an idol-worshipping woman from Moab follow a broken widow back to her place of birth, probably to be an outcast? Why would she do that? But Ruth does choose to follow her mother-in-law Naomi, regardless of the possible consequences. And why would she do that? Well, we begin to get a glimpse of why she would follow Naomi in this response to Naomi's suggestion for her to return home. Verses 16 and 17. "But Ruth replied, 'Don't ask me to leave you and turn back. Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you live, I will live. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Wherever you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord punish me severely if I allow anything but death to separate us.'" That is commitment. How did Ruth come to that place? Well, in the Hebrew Bible, the reference to God that Ruth used here was the sacred Jewish name for God, which was Yahweh. And I believe this proved her immense respect for Naomi's God. Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you live, I will live. Your people will be my people, and your God, Yahweh, will be my God. So Ruth was all in with Naomi, and we can only think that the reason she did it was Naomi's overwhelming respect and reverence for God, even when her world fell apart. She didn't give up. She didn't lose her faith. Though her world had imploded, she held on to her God, Yahweh. I believe Ruth saw that devotion, and she wanted Naomi's God for her life, regardless of what it may cost her. And it might cost her a lot. Now let me ask you a question. What would you do in similar circumstances? Would you take the risk because of somebody else's commitment to their God? Well, Ruth did. Let's continue with the story. Naomi and Ruth arrive back in Judah, and Naomi works out a plan for her bereaved daughter-in-law to meet up with Boaz, her family's kinsman redeemer. And Boaz sees the need, and he marries Ruth. And God blesses that union, and they have a baby boy together. This one amazing event brings Naomi, Ruth's mother-in-law, back into the comfort of her traditional family, and it secures her future, all because she trusted God to work things out for her. But that's not all. When Ruth's baby was born, the local ladies take the baby and place it in Naomi's lap. In verse 14, then the women of the town said to Naomi, "Praise the Lord who has now provided a redeemer for your family. May this child be famous in Israel." Naomi takes the baby boy and again places him in her lap and nurses him like one of her own. And then in verse 17, and the women of the neighborhood gave him a name, saying, this son has been born to Naomi. And they named him Obed. And guess who Obed was? He was the father of Jesse, who was the father of David. So the sovereign Almighty God restores his broken child. This woman who had it all and lost everything, God restored her to blessing. Naomi went from beautiful to bitterness and finally back to blessing. And I honestly believe that it was Naomi's faith in her God that convinced Ruth, a Moabite, to leave her family and her homeland to eventually become the great grandmother of David the king. To me, the lesson in Naomi's story is that even when our world comes crashing down, if we will hold on to our faith in God, then He alone will change our bitterness to blessing. Mothers, please keep this in mind. I don't know what you've been through or what you may be going through right now, or you may go through in the future. But Naomi proved that if you will hold on to your faith in God, He will bring you through. So mothers, keep this story close. And church members, keep this story close. You may need it sometime. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the story of Naomi and her daughter-in-law, Ruth. Thank you for this wonderful book that gives us the story of this mom who lost everything except her faith, and you restored her. Father, may we be the same if we have to face the same situation. May we not give up or turn loose. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.